If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Premier Chris Minns says the deaths of three children in a house fire is a horrifying crime. Israel has bombed a second school in 2 days in Gaza. And in rugby league, the Blues and the Maroons announced their teams heading into the State of Origin decider. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the deaths of three young children in a house fire in Western Sydney is a horrifying crime that has deeply traumatised the state. A 10-month-old baby girl, as well as two boys aged 3 and 6, were the victims of what police are treating as a domestic-related multiple homicide in the suburb of Leila Park. Police allege the children's 28-year-old father is responsible for their deaths, having allegedly attempted to thwart emergency service efforts to rescue the children from the fire. The man is in an induced coma in hospital in a critical condition due to fire-related injuries. Premier Chris Minns says the deaths are devastating.
This is a horrifying and senseless act that's quite rightly outraged the entire state. These children deserved a loving home with safety and security, and instead they're gone. And I can imagine the people of New South Wales feel enormous sorrow and deep sympathy with the surviving family members this morning. This is going to leave a deep wound on the state of New South Wales and obviously on the family that's been impacted.
Four other children and their mother are being treated in hospital and are expected to survive. Israel has bombed a second school in 2 days in Gaza, killing four people, including a Hamas-appointed bureaucrat. The airstrike targeted a church-run school in western Gaza City, which has been sheltering hundreds of Christians and Muslims from Israel's offensive that has killed over 38,000 Palestinians so far. Gaza's Deputy Minister of Labour, Ihab El-Ghussein, and three others were killed in the attack, and an unknown number of others are reportedly wounded. One eyewitness says many victims of the airstrike were children.
Inside the Holy Family Church, there's a large number of displaced people, and as you can see, the victims of the aggression are children. Dozens of children came out in pieces, cut and ripped in pieces, women and young girls, direct targeting with F-16 rockets.
The Israeli military admitted to bombing the school, claiming it was a military hideout and it was hiding a Hamas weapons manufacturing facility. The attack comes after Israel bombed a United Nations school yesterday, killing 16 people and wounding 75. Israel claimed that it was targeting militants hiding within the school. Three missing Queensland children have been found safe and well after police issued an alert across the state. A 3-year-old girl, 5-year-old boy and 6-year-old boy have been found in a 7-Eleven in Mount Warren Park, 30 kilometres from where they were last seen in Paradise Point. The biological father of the children was found by police after he's believed to have taken the children and left them in a car by themselves overnight. Detective Acting Superintendent Mark White says the man has been arrested and an investigation into potential neglect is underway.
He's been arrested. He's currently in custody on other unrelated charges. He's scheduled to appear in court today. He was lawfully entitled to be with the children and to be caring for them, but you can't leave children unattended, especially children of that age. So that's going to be the core focus of our investigation moving forward.
In rugby league, the New South Wales team remains largely unchanged, with a backline reshuffle for Queensland heading into the decider. For the Blues, Bradman Best will replace injured Latrell Mitchell in the centres, with edge forward Mitch Barnett named on the bench. The Maroons have recalled Kalen Ponga, Dane Gagai and Selwyn Cobbo, with injuries to the incumbent Queensland wingers forcing the changes. Queensland will have the home ground advantage for the final State of Origin game next week, with coach Billy Slater hoping the side will return to form after a dominant win from New South Wales in Game 2.
This is the team that we feel is our best football team going into this game. It's a big game, one all in the series, and the decider here at home, which is pretty exciting. To be honest, the changes personnel-wise aren't going to fix what happened in Game 2. You know, we need to really go after our footy and make sure that, you know, we have an even share of possession, make sure our discipline's, you know, on point, that we're not putting more pressure on ourselves. And it is a different game, but we need to make sure it's different with our actions.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Get the facts. For your free timeshare exit info kit, go to iCancelTimeshare.com. That's iCancelTimeshare.com. iCancelTimeshare.com.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.